Alright, peace y'all, what's poppin'? Salute to everybody on this wonderful fake New Year's. Alright, I ain't gonna say too much. But salute to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Greatly appreciate y'all. Or hope y'all had a safe one, if y'all did. There's a lot going on. A lot going on outside. So I'm just asking everybody to stay prayed up and stay safe, all right? If y'all didn't know, it's been some wild stuff going on in New Orleans, but I won't really address that. If you know, you know, you know what I'm saying? Just do your Googles on that, you know what I'm saying? Then also in Queens, it was 11 people hit up. It's a bunch of nonsense going on right now, so just stay prayed up out there, y'all. Well, don't nobody know what's going on, but them people upstairs do. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. All right, we got the Blonde Bombshells, the history behind the kittens. Okay, this video is going up as y'all can see. You know what I'm saying? Got the likes up there real good. You know what I'm saying? We broke it down from the history of Marilyn Monroe, all the way up into Jane Mansfield, all the way up into Cat Stacks and the rappers and all kind of nonsense. So yeah, we broke it down. You know what I'm saying? Kim Kardashian caught a stray. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? This is all programming, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do too much talking, but I showed y'all the proof of how miserable these women usually are that participate in this promiscuous lifestyle. Not to mention that they get flown out to Dubai also. So, yeah. Also, make sure y'all tap in MK Naomi, The War on the Mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got a lot of information up there. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? I know some of y'all go over there. And if you want me to talk about certain stuff, just shoot me a message or whatever. I get around to it. I know people been asking me to do one on Andrew Tate, so I'm gonna get that one done this week as well. All right, so salute to everybody. Salute to my guy Ricky Grimes, man. He said, "For my boy, get a snack." Salute to you, Ricky Grimes. I appreciate you, man. Anybody that sends contributions to the channel, you know what I'm saying? I'll be sure to shout y'all out and definitely let y'all know that I appreciate y'all, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless all those that continue to bless me as well. Alright, so it's gonna be very interesting today, y'all. Very, very interesting. Two things in particular. So we're gonna talk about the music industry. Alright. And I know I focus mainly on the music industry, but there's some things that I want to discuss with a lot of people out there. Now, if you're new to this channel, I thank you for subscribing. If you did, if you didn't, but I thank you in advance. But we focus mainly on hip hop, Hollywood, a bunch of things where we talk about what really goes on in the industry, right? And I found this video, which is a couple of months old, by rapper Freddie Gibbs. Now, Freddie Gibbs is from Gary, Indiana. Salute to everybody from Gary, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the Midwest. He basically broke the oath, okay? And I'm going to play this video, and it's kind of upsetting, right? It's very upsetting because I tell people all the time, like, you won't make it far in the music business if you want to push a positive message. Why? Because there are people in position, okay, that make sure that negative music or messages get promoted to the masses way more than a positive message, right? And you have somebody that was inside, or it still is on the inside of the industry, basically saying, yo, I don't want to make this type of music no more. So it's always something. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. Then we're going to talk about Will Smith. Will Smith is under fire right now. I got a video to show y'all with that. We're going to be talking about the music industry in particular today, man. So I appreciate everybody that's here. I hope y'all had a safe one, man. We're going to do some deep diving and talk about some stuff. Salute to Lee Entertainment Channel. What's popping? C-Note, what's popping? Boss Player said, RIP to all of the victims in NOLA from the MK Ultra. Let me show y'all this, man. Let me just show y'all this real quick. I'm glad he pointed that out. Salute to you, bro. Because parents, we gotta be more strict. Okay, coming 2025, we gotta be more strict. Because that day of just letting your kids have a cell phone, and it's our fault. We dropped the ball. We dropped the ball. Didn't I say that? We dropped the ball. Now I'm gonna show y'all this. This is very sad, but I gotta show y'all this. It's very, very sad, but I have to show the people, because some people think that this is a game. Some people think this is a game right here, but it's not. Okay, so here's a father. Okay, I'm going to put this tweet up here. This is a young lady that was actually injured or unalived, okay, in the attack that happened the other day in the French Quarters in New Orleans. Now, this guy here by the name of Michael Isnola said, when your parents say don't go anywhere, please listen to them. This was an act of terrorism, and now my baby is gone, y'all. My baby is gone. She is no longer with us. I lost my baby. Just pray for me and my family, please. God, I need you now. This is sad. This is sad, man. Young woman went out there against her father's permission and didn't make it back home. You know what I'm saying? So we dropped the ball. I'm speaking for all of those that are in their 30s right now, because this new generation that's coming behind us, they call Generation Beta, which is so it's crazy. Beta is soft, ain't it? Don't that represent soft? I thought alpha and beta was, I don't know that red pill stuff, but this is sad. This right here is sad. So when your kids is just rebelling and you letting them do what they want to do, these are the results of that sad situation. Young lady will no longer make it back home. Father lost his child behind this nonsense because the kid didn't want to listen. He didn't put his foot down. You know what I'm saying? But it's, I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. I don't know. I don't understand. But stay prayed up, y'all. Malik Smith, what's popping? He said, her friend said the car hit her and she flew like 30 feet in the air. Yeah, this New Year's Eve, I didn't go outside. I stayed in the bed and ate a bunch of potato chips. That's what I did. I was on my fat man stuff. I stayed in the bed, watched the ball drop. Okay? I didn't go outside. I didn't try to get lit with my friends. I didn't care about family. I wished them a happy New Year's and hung up the phone. I don't even care to go outside no more. It's weird. It's strange. It's strange. But let's get into Freddie Gibbs real quick. Now, this is kind of crazy because, and it's very sad. It's a lengthy clip, but it's very sad because a lot of these artists are trapped. They're trapped and they can't leave. And I want y'all, now no disrespect to his friend, but I want y'all to pay attention to the person that's sitting next to him. Because the person that's sitting next to him, okay, is a yarmulke. All right, there's no getting out of this, bro. When you sell your soul, you can't get out of it. It's misery. Yeah, whack him, get another murder whip. Don't go like KVD, snitching over
Vlad TV, bad bitch. Shit, I grew up listening to Tupac and Scarface, and you know, guys from that range. Man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I'm going to tell y'all the honest to God truth. I wish that I can get up and rap about some other shit. I wish that I could have like made a career about of rapping about some funny shit or being some kind of, I don't know, rapping about girls all the time, or I don't know, rap a comedic or any thing. But this shit, you know, I wish that I could, every day I think about that, I wish that I, you know, had a rap career where I was like, I don't know, I don't want to name no, you know what I'm saying, but like,
effortless.
Yeah, nah, not effortless. I mean, like, not gangster, you know? Like, I don't want this shit myself. I don't want this shit my son. You understand that? I rap about this shit because it consumed me. You know, it is where I'm from. It's what I was doing on the daily for 2 decades. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't love it. I don't love streets. I don't give a f- about no street code. I don't give a f- about none of these f- in the street. Like, I don't want to sit here and want y'all to think that I'm rapping about this because I'm trying to glorify it. I'm really not, man. You know, I'm really not. Sometimes I listen to like some of my old f- and I get embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I turn it off because I'm like, I don't want to talk about this shit.
He can't make the music he want to make because the record companies make sure that you promote nonsense to the masses. That's the only way. You understand? So if he wants to be himself on a record, he can't. The labels are telling him, "Nah, Freddie, that's not going to sell. Go back and tell us about your street wars. We want to hear about that." And he's got to force himself to write that, even though he's not even in that lifestyle no more. That's crazy. You're a slave.
I don't want to talk about selling no drugs, man. You know? And I can have that realization now. Because of three children later, I'm a family man now. You would have asked me that shit 2 decades ago. I would have told you something else. I would have been like, yeah, nah. You know what I mean? But like I told you, man, this industry will chew you up and spit you out, you know? For the early part of my career, I thought that's what I had to rap about. I had to do that to make money, you know? Like, who wanna hear about Freddie Gibbs rapping about going to college and getting a degree? You know what I mean? And being like, my little brother's a doctor, you know what I mean? I wake up every day. I don't envy him because that's my brother. I ain't got envy for my brother, but I'd be like, damn, dog. Like, it's more of me being proud of him because I'm proud of what he is. I feel like he's more of the shining star of my family than I am.
Wow.
You know? I feel like, really, nigga, I caught a lucky break. To be honest. Like, man, I'm 41 years old, bro. Most of my friends dead, dog, or in jail. Most of them, all, like 80% of them, for real, you know? So when I rap about this shit, it ain't from a place of, I wanna spread a bad message. It's just like, I don't know what else to rap about. I don't know what else to talk about. I don't wanna talk about this shit in my music. You understand, like, the process of me writing a song, it's a difficult thing, bro. And you know why? Because I'm not lying. I'm not lying. A novelist, Stephen King, or like that, can go write a book and make millions writing about some fake shit that's gonna scare you. Like, I'm scaring you with my real life. It ain't a game to me when I make a song. It's a difficult, it takes a lot of emotion out of me. I sit there for hours and like me now getting older, the process is even longer. But you know why? Because I'm thinking about it more. I'm thinking about, damn, should I say this? Should I say that? You know? When I was 20 years old, I didn't give a f*** about saying that or saying this. But now I got my studio in my house and my kids running around that mother now. So I'm like, damn, my son gonna hear this, you know? So I got to think about, I think about things like that.
Now listen, y'all. Somebody said in the chat, yo, Jay, you told us this a while ago. They regret the decisions that they make. You get what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, they're influencers. They're influencers. And they go out and they record these songs. And people listen to these songs. If the beat is slamming and it sounds convincing enough, a person down on their luck will go out and mimic the same things. If Freddie Gibbs was to rap on a song and say F a 9 to 5, I'm selling this. Somebody out there may get that vibe and go out and try to mimic what Freddie Gibbs did. And they can't live with themselves. They can't live with themselves. But when you sell your soul, I told you this, you can't go back. You gotta live with that. You gotta live with that. And some people say, man, Freddie Gibbs never sold his soul. His last album was called Soul Sold Separately. That was the name of his last album. Soul Sold Separately.
I'm cognizant of that now, more so than I was before. So it's a difficult thing, man. For real, dog. Like, I really put my heart into this shit because I love it. I love rapping. I love making music. You know what I mean? But like, a part of me every day, man, I wish it's just a different subject matter. You know, this brought me a lot of good things for my family, you know, money, all of that shit. We can do whatever the we want for the rest of our life. But it's also brought me a lot of pain. It's brought me a lot of bullshit. I done had the shit. The rap game that brought me just as many enemies and shit like that as the streets. You know, I done had to fight people doing this job. Shoot at motherfucking niggas shooting at me doing this job. This is a dangerous motherfucking job, you know? But the record labels, Interscope, all them, they ain't gonna tell you, Def Jam, all them, whatever that is, they're not gonna tell you that. They're gonna send you in the field to go on this mission, but you don't always know what that mission entails, man. You know, this is such a street oriented job, you know, that you can really get lost in that side of it. So, you know, I feel like that, I don't know, I'm just a survivor of that shit. My bad, I didn't mean to go off. Damn.
Yeah. Trust and believe, he's going to be in trouble for doing this. He's going to be in trouble for doing it. But somebody in the comments said, yo, he felt on his last album, you could tell his lyrics, he was breaking away. You know what I'm saying? And what I would say is this, like, now I showed y'all footage of Freddie Gibbs attending the P. Diddy parties. He was there. Freddie Gibbs was at the P. Diddy parties. He was there. Okay? He was there. He was there. All right? All you got to do is look on YouTube and type in P. Diddy parties and Freddie Gibbs will be there. So when I say that a lot of these artists, right? Like I saw a video, right? Yesterday. And I don't want to bring up dude, but a rapper, a big time rapper from my neighborhood, right, had recently opened up a hotel in Las Vegas, right? And he did a performance there. And throughout the whole performance, you can tell he was tired of performing the same songs, doing the same movements. Whenever you go to a concert, an artist that doesn't engage with the people, they just look to the straight to the back of the wall of the arena, they're tired of doing it. You get what I'm saying? They're numb to that type of stuff. So people like Freddie Gibbs realize, like, yo, this business is not what it seems to be. You know what I'm saying? You put your soul on the line for a lot of this stuff, and these people lose their morals. Now, this guy's a family man, but he doesn't want to make gangster music no more. But the labels is telling him, hey, you got to talk about crime. You got to talk about gangbanging. You got to talk about this. You got to talk about that. But that's not where he is mentally or physically. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how, you know, the business revolves around that, where most individuals don't understand. Like, we come into this realization that everything is fabricated. Every single thing is fabricated. And I'm going to show y'all this video right now, where it's going to break down the hip-hop business, right? We're going to talk about the hip-hop game. Now, this is kind of crazy, because I tell y'all this all the time, but people don't believe me for some strange reason. But let's get into it, though. Let's talk about it.
Ball has died, according to police, after he was shot at a bowling alley in Houston.
It's hard to keep up with Sam Smith's identities, but last night's Grammys, they, as Smith now prefers to be called, identified as Satan.
Mm. Blood Sneakers, Lil Nas X's collaboration with art collective Mischief. The 666 pair of sneakers feature gold pentagrams, inverted crosses, as well as human blood inside the sole.
Now, why would anybody want this? Why? Who's in control of these things? That's the real question. Just sit and think about that.
Oh. Katy Perry performs Dark Horse at the Grammys.
I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. Lisa came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
You've had three conversations yes. with the devil. Why with the devil?
Well, to make a fair decision, I think you have to be aware of both sides. And I was.
And don't forget, if you didn't know, I broke this down before. DMX, he bathed himself in goat's blood on this album right here. This is actual goat's blood right here. And mind you, he's the only artist in the whole world to drop two albums in 1 year and go, I think, double or quadruple platinum on both albums. So he saved Def Jam, if y'all didn't know that. Leo Cohen was so desperate, they needed a DMX to do this. And that album, not As Dark and Hell Is Hot, but Flesh of My Flesh, sold 4 million copies. That album dropped the same year. He dropped two albums in 1 year. No other artist has ever done that. Do you understand how serious this is? Do you understand the seriousness in that? Two albums in 1 year?
Approach, so of course I had a conversation.
I think that we all, as artists, because we're highly sensitive people, and this machine around us, this so-called music industry, is such a demonic thing. It sacrifices people's lives and their essences at the drop of a dime.
I ran around with a band that I won't name them, but a satanic rock band, and all their music was very wicked. And one day I just asked him, I said, where do you get those horrible songs that you write? And he said to me, we all get in a room and the songs just come.
Now, when you hear these rappers talking about I freestyle, I don't write nothing, you know, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I could pull up a clip a Beanie Siegel saying how Jay-Z did the same practice. He said he would wear Biggie's chains in the studio and walk back and forth. And then next thing you know, 5 minutes later, he got a whole verse done in his head. That's kind of crazy, but...
We know that to be automatic writing. And he said, the songs just come, we write them down, we record them, and then we take the master tape to Witch Coven, and they pray over it. So that when we press the records and they go into people's homes, demons go home with each record.
John Todd.
Satan is using the rock groups as his patsies to evangelize the youth of the world.
When I see the way these people are encouraging kids to live, there is no doubt in my mind we have got to be more militant in our own stand.
The satanic message is clear, both in the album covers and in the lyrics, which are reaching impressionable young minds.
When a form of music that our children like becomes linked with ghoulish images and violent theatrics and even suicide, it demands our attention.
Now, let's talk about it. Somebody said in the chat, good thing I don't listen to mainstream music. Anthony Sutton was popping. Besides that, VealQuest said, besides that, it becomes a lot of fear-mongering. So, all right, so here's the thing, what I will address to a lot of people out there that are new to my channel, right? So for those that don't know, I've spent a short period of time in the music industry, right? I won't say that I've, you know, been there a long time and, you know, I got all these credentials, but I do have credentials under my belt, and I've been around a lot of celebrities, and I've been in some places where a lot of you would never come close to, around a lot of powerful people that some of you people would never even know. Now, what I will say is that in this business, right, the music business, it's designed to project a certain message to the people, right? And whether you want to believe this or not everything, let's be honest here, because not all music focuses on the aspect of occultist practice or Satanism. Not all music. I have to be clear and say that. Not all music. But for the most part, negativity outrules positivity, right? So you may have a positive rapper out there that may not get the shine that a negative rapper may get. Now you have the whole industry, right, which is shifting this whole paradigm towards people like Kendrick Lamar. And Kendrick Lamar, I would consider him to be a positive rapper, right? He would be considered a more positive rapper. Now, people like Kendrick Lamar will push the issue of allowing people to gain this consciousness, this self-awareness, right, of themselves, which is what, you know, the masses want. We all want that now. We're tired of being subjected to the flashy lifestyle. The whole celebrity idea is being depleted. People are not, you know, caring about celebrity idol worship and all of that stuff anymore. These people are struggling now to find their way. But what I want to say is that the music is a prime example of how, you know, it can cause an issue for most of us. You know what I'm saying? It really does. Humble said they singing the devil's gospel. Yeah, because each side has They own tune. Now I'm gonna play this this other video, right? Because I don't want to talk too much on that, but I'm gonna play this other video of Will Smith. Now we all know Will Smith, okay, has been involved with P. Diddy and all of these things, right? But you gotta understand now, it's changing. Everything is shifting. Okay, everything is shifting, and a lot of these entertainers understand that. They understand this. They understand the power behind this. But let's play this real quick.
Man, let's that show in San Diego.
Yeah, yeah. I did two shows in San Diego.
How was that?
It was flames, man. Just to like really We did the full, like, unplug, strip down. You know how, when I do a show, you know, I got pyro and stuff flying around.
So you
the
had
room.
A pyro there?
No, it was none of that. It was stripped down.
It was stripped down.
But the world we're in right now, it's really hard for y'all to like discern what's real and what's true, you know? And I've been seeing y'all memes and stuff. People be making memes. I see the memes. I see them now. Some of that stuff is funny. Some of it's funny. But I haven't addressed any of this publicly, but I just want to say this very clearly. I don't have to do with Puffy, so y'all can stop all their memes. I can stop all of that. I ain't been nowhere near no damn freak off.
But they together though.
Listen, I do enough of my own. Don't be putting me in other people's. I ain't been nowhere near that man. I ain't did none of that stupid. So whenever y'all hear it, if somebody say that, it's a damn lie.
He don't even like baby oil. It's crazy. Truly, what you use then? Vaseline? Pause.
but I haven't said that.
Pay attention to how many celebrities distanced themselves from P. Diddy after all of that stuff happened. But they was all buddy-buddy with him when it was all good, though. You know what I'm saying? If they was all buddy-buddy, there's a lot of celebrities that backed away from him when all of this started to happen. You understand? And it's like, when you realize, because it's the average person that doesn't understand that these things really do happen. You know, we have to use our discernment. The music business, okay, hip hop in general, there are secrets that go inside of this building that you will not understand. You won't understand it. I told y'all this years ago, right? When I did my first video, I said when I worked at this record label, okay, for all of those people out there that are sending your music to these DJs and producers and rappers, and you're thinking that they're going to put you on, they're not. Okay, I told y'all this. They have people that are signed specifically to go to your SoundCloud or your YouTube channel, okay, and steal your ideas. If it's worth, if it makes money and it sounds lucrative, they will steal your ideas. And they figured they can change it around so you won't know the difference. And next thing you know, you say, hey, man, that sound like my song. But by then, it's long gone. And you want to think you're going to take them to court. Okay, you thinking you're going to take these people to court. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg. All right? It's going to cost you a lot of money to sue these artists because the record companies understand big fish eat little fish. So in all reality, a lot of these artists that get their music stolen from these major corporations, they don't reap the benefits. Why? Because it costs too much. It's a liability. Yeah, ADD said copyright laws and lack of knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Publicly, I just said, y'all the first time. I usually don't respond to dumb stuff because it's like people get so many things, people say so much stuff, but you know, that one, it was, your memes was doing too much. Y'all was having me mad.
Somebody said, Will, 6 degrees of separation, Smith. Yeah, people forget about that. And he was Benny Medina's boy toy. I said it. He was Benny Medina's boy toy. Yeah. That's how he got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show. What? You didn't know that? Okay.
Said people got heroes.
Yo, Simon.
Look.
Oh, I'm talking about you.
You talking about what you so?
Soros. But then you got that hero, that one hero. That's my brother Will Smith right here. Let's give him a round of applause. Happy Easter,
man. Family, what's the deal?
What's happening, baby?
What's up, baby? I see we on you this quarantine pup talking to quarantine Will.
Look.
And it's all it is ultra bright, radiant, glowing wisdom.
I love that. Yeah, we got our quarantine beards going on too.
It was intimate.
And it was like, yeah, intimate and just trying to like you know, with the new music, like people are all the way there, you know, for the nostalgia. So I wanted to like not have none of the bells and whistles and just try to, you know, reconnect in the new space that, you know, we'll be talking about in this live.
What's with y'all? It is my
now you see this guy on the screen, right? Joyner Lucas. Okay, he's in the background, but he got a lot to do with this too. I'm gonna do a video on him, but I ain't gonna talk too much. But Joyner Lucas is another individual that he know what's going on. He know what's going on. Oh yeah, he definitely know what's going on. It's play how you lay in the industry. So as Jay said. Yeah, I want to play that other video. Let me pull that up real quick because this is crazy. Now, for those that don't believe in this stuff, can I just show y'all something real quick? If I may, if you don't believe in this stuff, it's okay. I understand. I understand. I completely understand. Okay, but I'm here to make you a believer today. I'm here to make you a believer today. If I may, if I may, please. Okay, let me make you a believer today. Salute to Sagittarius and to you. Let me make you a believer today, please. She's always got the heat. Yeah, this is crazy. I gotta show y'all this real quick, man. Yeah, I gotta show y'all this. Let's start it here. Y'all remember she did a ritual in the hotel room, right? Y'all remember that, right? I don't want to play that because that might get the
a void of vanity, right. and as the blood rushed out of my body,
look. Look, she's possessed. See, when you sell your soul, you can't get it back. See, you thinking it's all verbal, like, oh, you know, a person just said, hey, I want to do this. No, man, it's creepier than that. They go to these little freaky diggy parties behind the scenes and, you know, they end with the elite now. You know what I'm saying? Because you thinking that signing a record deal, that's just it. No, there's somebody that pays Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody that pays Jimmy Iovine. There's somebody that pays Leo Cohen. You know what I'm saying? There are people that pay these individuals. There's somebody that pays Puff Daddy. Somebody that pays Jay-Z. They're not the boss. It doesn't stop there. They're not the final boss. See, the final boss is the hidden hand, the hand that we can't see. The corporations, the banking systems, the Rothschilds, all right? The elite, the top elite. And these people sell their soul to these individuals because now they're puppets. They have to do this. They have to promote homosexuality, they have to promote violence, they have to promote drugs, they have to promote all of these things. Not to us, not to people 25 and older, but to your children. Your children have to be hooked on this nonsense. And if they can't get you through the music and television, they'll put it in video games. They'll put it in cartoons. They'll put it in toys. They're that desperate. They're that desperate. Somebody said, a boss player said, the Gray Pope is the final boss. I don't even think it stops there. I think it goes up higher on the ladder. You know what I'm saying? But look how miserable these people are after they got millions. Can you think, I just want to leave y'all with this. You sign a deal for $2 million. You go out and you buy this extravagant house, this big mansion, 5-bedroom mansion. And you have nothing or nobody to share that with. You become miserable. A lot of these celebrities don't keep mirrors in their house. Why? Because they can't look at themselves. They can't. They cannot look at themselves. So for those people out there that don't believe in God or the devil, right? Just think about it. How is it so that you have all of these people that will tell you about the wicked stuff that goes on in the industry? Who's in charge of that? It sure isn't God. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me. Somebody said 1.4 live. Gotta get the likes up. Yeah, man. New year, new me, man. Queen Lolita was popping. She said mirrors are portals. That's why they cover them. But see, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. It's like a lot of these entertainers, they realize the sick stuff that they be into. I want to show y'all this, but I don't know if it's going to distract. Maybe I'll show a little bit of it. Let's go into it. Look at her. She's covered in some type of plasma. Nobody knows what's going on. But you got people in the crowd like Ice Spice, Taylor Swift. Look at Diddy. Look at this. Let's mute it. Look at this. Look at Ice Spice in the back. Isn't that Ice Spice in the back? What's going on here? Lil Nas X? What's going on? Yeah, man. I've said enough. Let's read some people in the chat real quick, man. Channel 916 said, why? Well, they said, 3 Mil said, what's your point? So, the point of this is for all of those people out there that are new to this channel, right? The point is to bring awareness of these type of practices. When you're watching television, right? You're watching it from a blind eye. And I'm not saying people out there are blind, but you're watching it from a blind eye. There are a lot of practices that take place publicly in front of you, right? And what happens is, I don't want to go into the whole correlation, but what happens is a lot of people don't realize that this stuff latches on to you. When you're listening to negative music, right? It's all influence. When you're watching certain things on the internet, it's all influence. Think about red pill, blue pill, all of these alpha pill, blue pill people, you know, feminists and all of this stuff, right? Think about how that affects people's mentals. We can go so far back as things like Mari, the TV show Mari would induce infidelity in a person's mind. Music does the same thing. If Chris Brown tells you these girls ain't loyal, For the most part, people will start singing that song and believe that their girlfriend is being promiscuous. Do you see the influence there? If Freddie Gibbs tells you to go out and sell some stuff to people, okay, and you down on your luck and you just try it because it sounds convincing and you get locked up, guess what? Freddie Gibbs did his job. He got you arrested, okay, and you fell for the bait. It never fails, man. It never fails, man. Like, it's a revolving door. So for those that get three meals, no problem, man. You know what I'm saying? He said, Blue, may Christ bless you. I'm just asking questions. No. Listen. Let me just tell y'all this, man. People are new here. And some people don't really understand that this stuff really does go on. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand. Some of us are already awake to this, but some people are not. You get what I'm saying? You sign up for this music business and you realize, like, okay, I got to promote poison to the people. You promoting this poison to the people. People go out there, commit these crimes. And now guess what? You get a big healthy check from the record companies, but guess what? Your kids are going to private school, sir. Your kids live in a gated community, sir. Meanwhile, you're reaching the masses of people that are going to public school and live in crime-infested areas. So that's selling your morals. And a lot of these rappers understand that. But you got some old heads like Jim Jones that just don't grow up. They just rather tell you to be a Harlem. I'm in Harlem. I'm in Harlem. That's what they'd rather do. You know what I'm saying? It's a false pretense. You know what I'm saying? It's a false pretense. And the music business thrives off of this. Hollywood thrives off of it. You know what I'm saying? It's all a scam. Yeah, Deb said soul sold separately. Now, I'm not telling people to stop listening to this music. You do as you please. If it gets you pumped up in the gym, listen to it with a grain of salt. But I'm telling you, for the fact is that there are children and young people out there that listen to these artists, rappers, that want to go out and commit these crimes. Okay, they want to go out and do the same thing off these fabricated raps that none of these people are living off of. It's fake. And they're getting paid to do so. This is why people call them puppets. It's fake. It's fake, man. I've been on it for about 48 minutes, man. I want to show y'all this real quick. Let me play this real quick before I get off of here. I have to show you this. Because if I didn't, I'd be wrong. I'd be wrong if I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'd be wrong. Let me play this real quick. Let's get this up on the screen.
Attention. Perhaps more to the point, the children need our attention.
Okay, let's get to it. I don't know too much about this guy, but I want to show y'all this real quick, if I may.
Music had young people basically just killing themselves and worshiping the devil and just basically calling the devil's name out. We were even in high school, kids would come to school with the satanic Bible, and this music would have all kinds of vicious pictures and graphic pictures on the CD covers and all this, and I mean, it was just a mess. Holy Spirit came to me a little while after that and said, spoke to me. He said, Craig, this is not pleasing to the devil. He said,
That's Pastor Craig G. Lewis, y'all, for those that don't know.
The devil is not satisfied with this because the brothers ain't down with heavy metal. Black folk ain't liking that. But he began to tell me that there was something coming that was getting ready to rock this nation. It's going to be worse than a bomb. That it was going to create a bunch of young people that were gonna totally defy order. The whole world would be rocked by the impact of it. He began to prepare something to catch and captivate the minds of America and pull them straight into his own belly. And that form of music that he was forming was what we know as the hip-hop culture.
How do we live in a society where somebody says, you know what, I'm inspired to write a song that celebrates murdering another person. And then a person says, I'd like to put that on my station. Another person said, I'd like to pay for it. And then there's people out here in the audience that go, I'd love to hear it, as long as it's black guys. Because even white people buy rap music, buy this type of stuff, because we know that when we want to hear about killing each other, we know who to turn to for that type of inspiration. We call it our music. We say we own it. White people buy more rap than black people. Yeah, but we're very careful to turn it down at the stoplight when other black people are there. Why? Because we know we're just pretending. For them, it's more authentic and real.
What?
The reason why Satan has to deceive us and get us into entertainment and cause us to be so focused on what Lil Wayne said and what the Grammys are doing, and we're supposed to be praying, but we focus on that, because he knows if we ever wake up to the true agenda, we'll start praying. Prayer is what destroys the enemy's works.
But if you follow the money, you go high enough, you start to see, okay, let's take rap music. The same people who own the labels own the prisons.
Now they seem like they're making it cool to be drinking lean and syrup.
So why sign an artist that would promote that?
It's opportunistic. Yeah, I got people to feed.
I'm telling you, somebody writes Leo Cohen's checks, okay? And it's the corporations, the pharmaceutical companies. Meanwhile, he gives the rappers the crumbs to go out there and promote violence and drugs to the masses. It's common sense. It's common sense. He reaps the benefits from the jail systems, okay, from the pharmaceutical companies, and then all of it. So go out there and promote this pill, this drink, this whatever to these people, and you got rappers like Future, Kodak Black, and all of these other druggies that go out there and rap about this nonsense. Somebody has to pay him because it's a pyramid scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. It's a monopoly.
I got a business to run.
The master is a tape about as big as the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on, and it's placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and cassettes that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master's cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies behind locked doors up in the executive office. And it's placed on an altar sitting in the north of the room and a pentagram engraved in the floor. And 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually Regia or something like that. And
now listen, hold on, let's go here, let's skip John talk.
Music is a powerful force that shapes our culture and influences our lives. But what happens when the beats we love carry a darker message? Today, we dive into the controversial world of popular music, aka pop music, exploring its negative impacts on society and the demonic influences that are at play. Welcome to a journey into the dark underbelly of the music industry, where the lines between entertainment and the occult blur, and where the influence of dark forces on popular music is more than just a conspiracy theory. Follow along as we explore the dangers of witchcraft in music and the satanic influence that permeates the pop culture we consume every day. The idea that demonic forces influence music artists is not new. Legendary blues singer Robert Johnson is famously said to have sold his soul to the devil in exchange for unparalleled musical talent.
Down in Jackson, Mississippi, where Robert Johnson, the father of the blues and rock and roll, got his demonic ability to play the music that now has evolved into what we got now, this witchcraft music that we got now. And that's why every other artist must do the same thing.
This tale of selling one's soul for fame is a recurring theme in the music industry. This legend continued into modern times with artists like Kanye West, Bob Dylan, and Katy Perry. While performing on stage, Kanye West bragged to his fans about selling his soul to the devil.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. Yes, it came with a few toys.
Happy Meal. Crazy. R. Blue said, hold on, let me see. Because he said, Joey Badass. Amar said, I'm reading this up. Mac Tactical said, Joey Badass just mentioned the pentagram in his new song. I mean, why are people surprised at this, man? You know what I'm saying? In order for these artists to go far, they gotta indulge in that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They have to. It's no escaping that. It's no escaping that. You know, the average person thinks that this is just about talent and luck or whatever, man. These people, you know, they understand the science behind this because it's all scientifical. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be technical, it's all scientific, man. You know? It's all scientific. I want to show y'all this real quick, if I may. If I may show y'all this, let's go here.
Nation.
Let's go here real quick. And then I'm going to end it here. Then I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it off with this. Just in case YouTube strike the video. Let's play it real quick.
In the 1930s, Aleister Crowley, the infamous occultist, cast his shadow over Hollywood. His arcane philosophies and enigmatic presence ensnared the imaginations of many in the film elite, creating ripples of occult intrigue that permeated Tinseltown's foundation.
Watch this, though.
As the world trembled on the edge of global conflict, Hollywood's hidden dalliance with the occult deepened. Behind the glitz and glamour, the industry's luminaries congregated in secrecy, indulging in astrology, divination, and ritual magic, far from the public's prying eyes.
Hooray for Hollywood! 2 decades ago, these words summoned up a glittering dream. These were years when Hollywood seemed to have an option on all the excitement, all the money, and all the beauty in the world. These were the wild and wonderful 30s of Hollywood and the stars.
You think it's a joke? You think it's a joke? Hollywood is the term for the holly tree. Start there. Hollywood is a term for the holly tree. Start there. The holly tree, which is a wood that the witches used to use to cast spells. You know what I'm saying? The witches used to use that to cast spells. Let's go here. Let's go here before I end it here. Cause people think that it's all a joke. People think that it's all a joke. Okay. All right. So so may I, if I may, before I end this live, because a lot of people are new here. So the tragic story of Peg Entwistle, the actress who jumped to her death from the Hollywood sign. She was Hollywood's sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Rising 45 feet over the hills of Los Angeles, the nine white spelling Hollywood form one of the world's most recognizable cultural landmarks for the 10 million visitors who crowd into Griffith Park each year to catch a glimpse. The sign is a must-see tourist attraction. But for aspiring stars hoping to make it big, it's something much more. A reminder of the city's storied past and a hopeful glance towards the possibility of their own glittering future. So this lady, and Twistle, Peggy Twistle, jumped from the Hollywood sign, and nobody knows why. Okay, you can do your research on that too if you want. Thank you, PDW. Thank you for the super chat. He said, is it true that something is supposed to happen within the seen planets with the naked eye this year? I didn't hear too much about that. But I do know that there are some strange things going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said at the beginning of this live, we got to stay prayed up and stay safe out there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of stuff going on, man. You know what I'm saying? There is a lot of stuff going on. And I don't know. But salute to you. Thank you, PDW, for the super chat, man. I appreciate you. Maybe somebody in the comments can answer that. Ace High said, name other artists that took that same leap, Jay. Connect the dots for the kids. Oh, okay. Well, you got, I don't want to say, but Absol is another rapper that went that route, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's kind of crazy, I'm going to pull this up, maybe I could do this. There's a lot of people that went that route. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people. I don't know too much about that sign, though. Yeah, I don't know too much about the sign. Renegade One, salute. He said, peace from Sweden. Salute, y'all. Salute. Mac Tactical said, 2025 is the so-called year of the snake. I don't know. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave this here without putting no scare in nobody's. You know what I'm saying? But World War One was the year of the snake. World War II was the year of the snake. They saying we approaching World War III, and 2025 is the year of the snake. So I don't know. This is all alleged. It's speculation. I don't know. But I do find a correlation with that. If y'all can do y'all research, you know what I'm saying? But they saying by the 25th, we will know was going to take place. And I don't know. So I'm not going to put that out there. Dan Tanner, what's popping? He said, peace from Chicago. What's popping? Salute to everybody in the Midwest. Chicago, Indiana. Where else? Detroit, Michigan. What's popping? All y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Ayo said, hell no. Yeah. I'm just saying, World War One was the year of the snake. World War Two, year of the snake. They saying World War Three is coming. Supposedly, this is the year of the snake. So, I don't know. That's kind of crazy to me. 684 said, we are cooked. Maybe, man. Salute B. White Jr. What's popping? Jay, lady said, Jay, I'm so mad at myself because my... Okay, no, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Salute Stein Stizzle, the great Tampa, what's popping? Malik Smith's are interesting. Yeah, just do your Googles on that stuff, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything is symbolic. This is why, I try to show people this stuff to just bring their mind into that space, you know what I'm saying? Where they could at least say, yo, this makes sense, and connect the dots on your own, you know what I mean? Just walk you through there. I just want to walk you through there so you kind of have an understanding, you know what I mean? But salute to everybody, man. LS in South Dakota. Jay, what's popping? Salute to everybody in South Dakota. Torian, what's popping? Salute to everybody from Milwaukee. Jay, Charles Wilson said, "You always do good. You always do get lives, Brother Jay, and videos. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you." Ace High was popping. He said, "Each one teach one." Rose said, from no fear, UKL. Salute, man. Mr. Goodburger said, "Lord means ball. I ain't know that." Dog Migo said, "Read my comments, Jay." Yeah, I didn't know Lord means ball. I didn't know that. August West was popping. He said, "Much love from Albany, New York. Jay, salute." Ahmad Little said, "Chemical warfare." Yo, listen. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, especially with these drones. I'm just going to leave it there. But realize, we could be expecting it to go one way, but it can be another way. You get what I'm saying? Now you got this dude running people over with cars down there in New Orleans. They're being very strategic with this. That's why I said you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do your due, you know what I'm saying? Say that ish was popping. Lady was popping. She said, "Jay, you are one of a kind. I got you, handsome." Thank you. I appreciate you, lady. Appreciate you. Yeah, Maybach said, "The more you know, the more we grow." All right. So, I just wanted to tap in with y'all real quick while I have y'all here, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below, man. The Blonde Bombshells. I broke down the history of why you see people like Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, all of these other people, all the way up into Kat Stax, the Kim Kardashian. These people, Black China, these people are all being used and abused in the industry, okay? And they signed up for it, but at the end of the day, they live a life of misery, okay? So it's not all worth it selling your soul to be famous and rich and have no talents or qualities behind your situation. So make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Also, we got MK Naomi, The War on the Mind. I broke this down about how some people believe in MK Ultra, but this is a step up from that. If you would like, just tap in on the Patreon, man. The link is in the description below. Over 500 videos, okay? You can binge watch the Patreon all day. I guarantee you, you're gonna learn some, all right? You're gonna come out of there with a different mind frame, like, bro, I can't believe this, okay? It's going to wake you up, all right? I guarantee you. So if y'all like to join the Patreon, man, the link is in the description below. I love y'all all. Let me see. They said Anna Nicole Smith, too. Yeah. Dawn Prototype was popping. Mishi Bless was popping. Bless New Year. Jay was popping. Salute to everybody on this New Year. Thomas Massey said, "Why is all of this coming out now?" Well, I will say this, is that the pandemic was the beginning of an era where people stopped believing in idol worshiping, right? We seen that these celebrities were no different than you and I, because they couldn't get haircuts, they couldn't dye their beards, they couldn't leave the house, okay? They couldn't do nothing extravagant that they always would do. They were just like you and I. So with them being in a sector where they couldn't leave the house and they had to be regular people, their celebrityism, or whatever you want to call it, it was removed from them. So now YouTubers, because I want to credit people that create content, started realizing that these are just fools with a paycheck. These celebrities are just fools that are getting paid a paycheck to promote brands and promote negativity to the masses. And a lot of people started to wake up. So when you say, why is this all coming out now? The world had to stand still for this to happen. And they had to lose their power. They had to lose their power, literally. Without us seeing them going on red carpets and going to shop at these stores, we seen, hey, you can't get a haircut just like me. You got to wear Sealy braids just like her. You can't get your wig done. You can't dye your beard. You're just a regular person. You just got a bigger house than me. And they lost that star power. They realized that. You know what I'm saying? B. White Jr. said this was years ago. He said, my homie said he saw Young Thug at the airport and ain't none of his chains was hitting. This was years ago. So believing in this whole ideology of you know, idol worshiping and stuff like that, it's their star quality has been taken away. This is why when things started to open up, a lot of these concerts weren't packed as they usually were. You know what I'm saying? The concerts weren't packed. The TV shows wasn't doing as much views. You know, the record sales is depleted. You know what I'm saying? The music industry's down, what, 60%? Juicy J and them said. So people are not really listening to this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Kevin Thompson said level playing field. You know what I'm saying? And when we realize that, you know, they're just entertainers that get paid a hefty lump sum, you know, to promote products, you know, because they're using themselves as a brand, then we realize, hey, you're no different than me. You know what I'm saying? You're no different than me. You know, and they go to the airports and people just, oh my goodness, it's you, it's you. I can't believe it. That day is done now. You know what I'm saying? They may get a few pictures or whatever, but, you know, that stuff is over with, man. You know what I'm saying? It's over with. Nostalgic Game said, I still love YouTube, but Hollywood can burn. I don't give a F about them. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Somebody said, Spready Gibbs. X Foundation said, hey, Jay, did you hear about the New Orleans? Yeah, I spoke about that briefly at the beginning of this live. But I want to get more details on it before I actually talk about that, because that's a messed up situation. And the guy was portraying himself to be a black man. That's even more sinister. But, you know, like I said, man, it's all programming, bro. It's all programming, man. Salute to everybody, though, man. I love y'all, man. I thank y'all for tapping in today. If it's something to talk about tomorrow, I'll be on live. But appreciate all y'all, man. Thank y'all. God bless y'all all. Stay safe out there. And thank you to everybody. Ricky Grimes, who donated. Greatly appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. God bless y'all all. And stay safe. Peace.